I'm currently the ag instructor at Napoleon Public School, and I was a member of the Harvey FSA.
How did you get involved in FSA? Kind of give me a walkthrough of your high school experience.
I guess just as, you know, like a lot of kids as a freshman, I took Ag 1, and we had to learn the creed and you know, I don't think we had three-hand quiz back then, but, and I was a farm kid, so I was interested in the program, and then I started judging, at that time they called it crop judging, but did crop judging in the winter, and I guess just being in class and doing those couple things, that's what got me started, and, you know, got me, you know, looking for what do I want to do at state convention, and that type of thing.
What kind of events were you in, and did you have an SAE?
I had multiple ones, I guess. I raised a little bit of crop. I worked on the family farm and also for neighboring farmers. A couple summers I did some shingling for a company. Yeah, I guess that was probably about all.
What made you want to continue down the FFA and be an ag teacher and still be involved in other kids' lives?
When I got to be a senior, I knew I wanted to be involved in agriculture, and staying on the farm didn't really look like an option. So my ag teacher at the time, who was Wade Anderson, suggested I consider ag education. You know, and at that time he was like, even if you don't want to teach, you know, you can do a lot with an ag degree. And because I really didn't have an interest in teaching as a high school student. And then I got my ag ed degree and started teaching and found out it was what I was supposed to do.
Yeah, how long have you been at Napoleon? Is that the only place you've taught, or you taught other schools as well?
I taught in Camdu for my first 5 years, and then they were looking to combine with another school, and I wasn't really interested in commuting, so then I started looking and ended up in Napoleon.
And you look back at all your years involved in FFA from high school to all the years that you've been teaching, you know, was there a particular event or a person that has helped you succeed in your career path in FFA?
Well, going back and then after I graduated, Wade Anderson played a huge role in getting me an ag education and then mentoring me as a young teacher. Some of the other ones were Joel Lemire was a huge influence on me when I was, you know, my first few years of teaching. Alan Dees out of the Lofton program, Jerry Wetlaufer, you know, all those ag teachers that were a few years ahead of me, I mean, played a huge role in building an ag program and being committed to ag and to FFA and I guess everything that we do.
How has ag and FFA changed over the years that you've been involved in it?
You know, the obvious changes in agriculture with the technology and just the way we do things nowadays, that has changed considerably. Even technology in the ag mechanics area, you know, with, you know, now we have a laser engraver and we have computer plasma table and those things. I feel the FFA has gotten more career focused, you know, making sure that we're covering more current career trends. But the grassroots part, I don't think has changed that much. You know, the kids that are involved and love the agricultural part of it and the leadership that they are developing in class and in FFA. You know, I think that's been pretty consistent.
I know you've been at this for a long time. This might be a hard question for you to answer, but do you know how many kids that you've taught or how many teams that you've had success with or state officers? Do you keep track of that at all?
Well, I keep track of when we win stuff. But, I mean, the number of teams, you know, whether they were state champions or just improved as we went, I mean, I couldn't tell you how many we've had. You know, it's, it's been, it would be a crazy number, you know, because I haven't updated lately, but I would say we have had like around 140 state championships, teams and individuals. And like I said, and not all the teams were state champions, but, you know, were right there or, you know, so I would say it's a couple thousand for sure, probably. Kid-wise, I mean, I've worked with a lot of amazing students, you know, and not all in the same area, but I guess the one common thread would be their leadership ability and their drive and their work ethic. You know, I've had hundreds of those students.
How long have you been teaching?
This is my 37th year.
Oh, wow. Okay. So when you look back, I guess, what are some of your fondest SSA memories?
But that one's a hard one for you. All 3 times, we've won national at sales 3 times. And they've all been amazing and had different little things with them. I mean, when we won the first time, Andrew Young was on the team, and as they were announcing the top 5, every time they announced somebody that wasn't us, he got a little bit closer to the edge of his chair. And then when they announced the second place team, he basically launched off his chair and grabbed me and almost knocked me on the floor. When the second team won, some orange juice got knocked over in the celebration. And when Bailey did come back, she jumped in my arms. And you know, remember Bailey. And anyway, and the people next to us were like, oh, that must be your daughter. And I was like, no, she's like a daughter, but she's not my daughter. So, I mean, just cool things like that, you know. I mean, you know, when you go to national convention, there's always a lot of neat stories. And, you know, some of it have really nothing to do with FSA, but with the trip, you know. But we've had a lot of fun, you know, along with, you know, the success. I mean, we do have fun sometimes.
So what's the best part about being an FSA advisor?
I just love working with the students and seeing them grow in their leadership ability and their confidence. You know, just watching those kids grow up. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, now we've been working with a lot of 4-H kids even, and, you know, so some of these kids you're working with from 3rd or 4th grade on, and it's just neat to watch them grow up and develop those skills.